Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. I'm Anne. Coach Ray is here today to talk about abandonment grief and her new interactive webinar that's happening soon. It's called Healing and Growing Through Grief. You can go to btr.org and click on Schedule and Join to register, or you can click on the Services tab to see the webinar details. But before we talk about that, Coach Ray and I want to pause and share with you some exciting news. As of October 31st, we surpassed 14,500 subscribers, which is amazing. Whoop. Just think of all the strong, healthy women who are gathering in the world to make this world a safer place for all women, for our sons and our daughters. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, and you know, Anne, I get emails at least once or twice a week from women who have only recently discovered BTR, and not only do they listen to the current podcast, but they have spent hours going back and listening to all of the archived episodes as well, kind of giving them like an intensive exploration into all this stuff that may still be really, really new to them. So that's one of the things I love about it, that it's not only the live current broadcast, but also the archive of episodes that women can access.
When I started, I didn't understand recording equipment. Like right now, when you listen to us, you'll hear my voice on the left speaker, for example, and Ray's voice on the right speaker. And if you accidentally take one of your earphones out, you might think, oh, where did the other voice go? So we'll be updating our equipment soon. We'll be updating our RSS feeds. These are things that I'm just learning as I go along because I am not an expert at these technical things. I built the website from scratch. So it's been a really interesting process to see BTR grow. For example, women have now scheduled appointments with BTR in over 7 different countries and 37 different states.
Wow.
Which is so cool. I want to name the states where we have not had anyone schedule from, because if you are in this state or if you know someone in this state, I'm like, please reach out to them. Maybe the women in Alaska or Delaware or Idaho, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Those are the only states where we have not had appointments scheduled. And I think there's got to be someone in Wyoming going through this, right? Or Vermont or Mississippi, because we know that women are going through it everywhere. So if you have friends in those states, reach out to them. Let them know about the podcast and how it's helped just listening to it. Just hearing someone talk about their experience, I think, is so validating.
Yeah. Sounds like a great challenge, Anne.
Over this next holiday season, we are likely not going to run another topic-based group or start another Facebook group. We may, but right now it's looking like we won't. So the best option for group support is the Betrayal Trauma Recovery Club, and we are going to be adding a new session soon, probably with a coach that hasn't been doing sessions before. So keep an eye out for that. Let's face it, the holidays aren't easy. They can be one of the most difficult times when experiencing betrayal trauma, and it's a time when you do need support.
And, you know, Anne, I find that to be true both for women who are in relationships with someone who's a compulsive porn addict or abusive and other forms of those related behaviors, and also for women who are separated or are starting over completely independent from those relationships. Oftentimes, those first set of holidays by yourself or by yourself with your kids, you know, without your ex, can be excruciating, and they can be unexpected and unpredictable and turmoil. So the more support that we can offer for our clients going through those transitional periods during this emotional time of year, I'll be honest, that some of my favorite coaching sessions happen this time of year because women tap into that open-heartedness and support for one another. I'm looking forward to getting even new women joining us through Betrayal Trauma Recovery Club specifically for support during the holiday season when maybe your therapist is out of town or your typical support group goes on hiatus, things like that. It can even be a really good bridge the gap or kind of fill in the gaps opportunity for extra support at a time when most of us really need it.
So speaking of this grief that we go through the first year of either realizing the reality of our marriage or being faced with the abandonment of a spouse, for the rest of this podcast episode today, we're going to be talking about abandonment grief, which I felt very acutely for the first year after my husband's arrest and still feel sometimes. I went through the most intense process of grieving. So after my husband's arrest, he was just gone, right? It felt like he had died. He did nothing to indicate that he was emotionally safe to trust or confide in. And so I couldn't let him back into the house. And I actually couldn't even speak to him because every time I like attempted anything, I just got blamed and attacked and it just was chaos. So then this body would show up in front of my house to pick up his children. To me, it was just skin and bones, but he was a stranger. It was like my husband was this dead man walking. The husband I knew and loved was gone. And there was this thing that I would look out the window that had taken his place. And I thought, okay, he is alive, but he feels dead to me. And also, he's deliberately chosen to betray and abuse his wife and then abandon us rather than change.
So, Anne, that actually happens a lot. And one of the things that I find is really helpful for women to first recognize what they're going through as grief, and then also to differentiate what makes this abandonment grief different from other kinds of bereavement, like when someone actually does die, or a terminal illness takes them away, or a national disaster or something like that. This is a different kind of grief. So by recognizing it when it happens, we're then empowered to be able to deal with it in a way that is as healthy as possible. It doesn't take the pain away, but gives us some options as far as responding to that grief in a way that really nurtures self-compassion and self-empowerment. Rather than just letting the grief happen to us, we can actually start leveraging it into something we can grow from. And I don't know about you and your experience, but for most of us, when we're feeling that intense type of grief, we feel very powerless to combat it, right? Like it's something that we feel sometimes victim to, or like it's in control and we're kind of at its mercy. So when we can take steps to actually utilize those feelings of grief into something that's going to serve us and help us and grow us through the process, that can be really revolutionary. I remember hearing someone once say, "Don't let a good addiction go to waste." And I think about that a lot, where, you know, we don't have a lot to say over whether or not these things are going to hurt. What we do have some say over is how we're going to take that hurt and leverage it to our advantage.
You know, had my husband died, the entire neighborhood would have rallied around me. I would have had meals. I would have had people coming over to ask me how they could help me with my children or clean my house. And instead, my church leader said, "Don't help her because we don't want to take sides." I had no one really reach out and give me any of that support that I desperately needed at the time. And I felt completely abandoned, not only by my spouse, but also by my church community, which was so painful. I want to ask our listeners right now, if you've experienced abandonment grief, I want you to visit btr.org and leave your comments. We want to know how the loss of someone due to their own choices affected you and how you felt about it.
And Anne, I'm really happy hearing you talk about that and how totally alone you were going through that experience after losing your spouse, like you said, due to his own choices. I'm glad that most of the women listening here at BTR are not alone. We have that free online Facebook community for women to connect with other women. We have our BTR Recovery Club. We've got the different support groups and webinars and other opportunities for women to not have to be alone, even if they don't have that physical neighborhood, you know, women bringing meals over type of support. There's a lot of emotional and relational and community support to be had for women going through these circumstances.
Which is exactly why I started BTR, because I was like, where is this thing that I can access online? I wanted to put into BTR every single thing that I needed that I didn't have when I was going through it.
Yeah. And here we are, 37 states and 7 different countries.
Yeah. It's really cool and sad. Like sometimes I just want to sit down and cry that there is so much pain in the world. But I'm so proud of us that we're going through it together, that we're not going through it alone.
Amen, sister.
For your webinar that's coming up soon, people can go to btr.org to check the exact dates and time. But is there anything that you want to say about that specific webinar before we close today?
Yeah, you know, I do. I've written a few articles and done some different interviews on the topic that introduce abandonment grief in its concept. One of the things that we're going to be doing with the webinar is to take that concept and actually turn it into an action plan. So for women who may be able to read, I think it's on our podcast page, about the 5 stages of abandonment grief, information is a first step toward empowerment, but it's not where everything ends. With this webinar, we're going to give women a step-by-step chance to create their own template, if you will, for recognizing abandonment grief and the stages of it when it happens, to give them some tools for coping through it, because it can be one of the most difficult things to ground and center and, you know, support yourself through. So lots of tools and resources we're going to fold into there. We're going to give women a chance to do some questions and answers, because I really find that this is a topic where women can read all the books, they can hear all the stories, but there are so many variables in individual relational scenarios. What about this? What about that? Well, my husband's doing this. Well, my ex did that. And how do those things interact with this empowerment that I want to have in terms of responding to my griefs? When we do these webinars, I'll even throw in the word workshop, just to give participants the idea that in this webinar, this isn't a sit here and listen to me lecture for 2 hours webinar. We're going to actually roll up our sleeves, do some really powerful work, and make that interactive element as powerful as it possibly can be, because that's the stuff that women don't get from just listening to a podcast, for example.
And have a plan at the end, right?
Yeah.
I've recently started seeing a coach to help with some of the issues that I still have, that all of you guys know that listen to the podcast, you've heard about all my issues, but I love going to a coach because I get tools. It's not just me talking or listening. I love that about our BTR coaches, that the tools that they give women are really useful and it's action oriented rather than just this constant like rehashing over and over and over.
Because ultimately, I think women thrive on taking steps on our own behalf. Even those of us who are able and comfortable acknowledging ways that we've been victimized by our SAs or our porn addicts or our abusers, that's not where we want to stay. We don't necessarily thrive on this identity of being victimized. What we really want to do is turn into our own heroes or our own sheroes, as you call them, in terms of using that experience to take some control back over our lives.
Victims against victimhood.
I love that.
That's what we are.
Survivors. It's actually my favorite word. Trauma survivors is the one I find myself using the most.
Yeah, I love it. We're going to wrap up here, but I just want to thank all of you, all 14,500 of you who listen to this. I just think it's a miracle, especially with the technical issues that we have. Like Coach Ray is calling in from California right now. The line isn't great. Hopefully when we get our new setup, it will be more clear and amazing. But I just need to thank you for your patience, all of our listeners, and for your understanding and for your grace that you have given Betrayal Trauma Recovery as we have grown, and so thankful that your support has made this possible. You can always go to our website and donate. All of your donations go straight to educating women about betrayal trauma and supporting this podcast and supporting our website. And if this podcast is helpful to you, please rate it on iTunes or any other podcasting service that you use to listen to the podcast. Every single rating helps increase our search engine rankings and helps isolated women find us. Look for that new webinar that Coach Ray has. It's on the site at btr.org. And until next week, stay safe out there.